It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
That's a bunch of bull.
That's hot.
Hey, I thought I told you to stop licking my windows.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, the debut of the Mike O'Mara Show right here on WJFK and also all over these fine United States. I don't even know where we are. Are we still on in Sacramento?
I believe so. Have you not heard of any rioting or fires, have you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, I forgot where I was going.
Very disappointing if we are.
We know we're on in Wichita.
Yes,
are we?
We are.
Well, the Gladys called.
Oh, that's
word.
Right. She'd call even if we weren't on.
That's true.
We've got the buzz coming up in just a second here, but I do want to let people know, put the word out that we are playing a game today. The game is Employee of the Month. I will go into detail with this a little bit later on this break, but I also want you to start thinking about, we're not talking about good employees.
No.
We're talking about bad employees.
Yay.
If you are someone who thinks you do a very, very bad job.
Screening calls?
And
so, I forgot where I was going with this.
And you're very proud of it. This is going to be a game for you and a chance for you to win $100. We'll tell you all about that coming up. But without further ado, let's get right to it. And the second buzz of the day with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
And first, here's what the mainstream media's got. Americans are rushing to get their taxes filed before tomorrow's deadline.
Are we going to be out there doing a live remote broadcast with coffee and donuts for everybody that's a last-minute filer?
Everybody will get Anacin pain reliever for those tax time headaches.
Gee, it's a terrible headache this time. Hey, have you filed an extension?
But we will have Joe out there doing our own coverage.
Yeah, Joe will be out tomorrow night for the last-minute filers, and he'll have only the most serious news questions for everybody.
Of course.
And, of course, our yearly wrap-up of reviewing how the local people cover it.
It's always exciting.
Good. I love that.
I forgot. We've been away for so long, I can't wait to hear Barbara Harrison tomorrow.
You'll see some of that tonight as the post offices stay open late, and rebate checks will be available from the government's economic stimulus program for people who file their 07 returns. After a cabinet meeting today, President Bush cheered his own stimulus package and said he saw economic trouble coming all along.
You know, I've actually talked about Bush. I've done President Bush's voice for a long time. What's happening to the way he talks? Have you noticed Craig Ferguson used to do a bit on his show.
That he's been drinking?
Slow it down with a harmonizer.
Right.
But now when you hear the real way that all the speeches are given, he actually sounds like this is the way he's talking normally, and we are very, very proud. This is your first Jewish version.
I have a theory.
What is it?
He's tired,
right?
And he's giving up. Because he's only got, 6 months left? 7 months left?
Put you on the McNeil error report.
Rob report.
Spiewak, and he's tired.
What happened to Jack German?
About 98% of professional historians believe the Bush presidency has been a failure.
Not in this room.
Come on.
U.S. News and World Report says more than half the 100 historians surveyed think the current presidency is the worst in American history.
Buzz, I'd like you to notice those elephants that decorate this studio. You're coming from the wrong angle, my friend.
Hard not to see them. A Gallup poll shows Barack Obama has not been hurt by his remarks about small town voters being bitter.
Why? Because they were the truth?
Apparently so. Mm-hmm. Gallup's daily tracking poll actually shows Obama gaining a point over Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination.
I come from a small town. I'm bitter.
As you should be.
I'm bitter every day.
Yeah, you are.
The nationwide poll shows Obama 10 points ahead of Clinton, who had tried to paint Obama as elitist for saying what he said. And Obama had a reaction for that.
All right.
I have to admit that I expected some of this out of John McCain. But I've got to say, I'm a little disappointed when I start hearing the exact same talking points coming out of my Democratic colleague, Hillary Clinton.
Nothing to laugh at.
She knows better.
What?
Rob, I don't think every time Barack Obama speaks,
yes,
people are reacting to him like you would see at a Black Baptist church.
It just sounded a little bit like the church in the Blues Brothers.
Rob's at the back of the studio.
Like
he's
that.
Raising his hands up in the air going, oh,
say hallelujah.
Lord.
You don't hear that at a Hillary rally.
No, you don't.
She has my support.
They sit down and they raise their ankles.
Excuse me, I'd like to cheer.
Their cankles.
There's a little more on this.
Speaking of raising your ankles, a study on pregnancy in the U.S. has reached some new and interesting conclusions. Mm-hmm. There were fewer pregnant teens in 2004, but more out of wedlock pregnancies among among women in their 20s.
That's hot.
The study was carried out by the Centers for Disease Control. It also determined that unwed mothers are now more likely to be older women rather than teens.
Oh, my God.
And here's what I've got. The social activist website TakePart.com is out with a list of 10 environmentally friendly ways to have sex. Number one, wear organic lingerie.
Really?
You can now get it online, made from organically grown cotton, hemp, soy.
Oh, here it is.
And silk.
What was that you were saying about no one was going to have an agenda?
You know, we expanded his role on the new program, and it took, what?
1 hour, 50 minutes.
1 hour and 50 minutes. We hadn't even gotten into our third hour, and he's already a hemp piece of clothing.
It's his favorite things. It's lingerie that you can smoke.
Very exciting.
lingerie now comes made from recycled materials.
You still have your two items, don't you?
I do.
It's your left-wing agenda and your hemp agenda.
Expanding
your agendas at all?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, good.
We do have plenty of time to fill.
We do every day.
But these are environmentally friendly ways to have sex, how to have a greener sex life. Tip number two, use vegan condoms. It's biodegradable latex with an environmentally friendly lubricant. What could possibly go wrong?
It's green.
Three.
My thing is green.
Yeah, you don't want that. See a doctor if that happens.
I'm using the sound effects now.
I like it.
I'm getting more comfortable with the studio.
First time you would combine vegan anything with your meat. So, thank you.
Three, use natural lubricants like KY. Remember, chemical-free water-based lubricants, not oil-based lubricants.
KY is a natural lubricant?
It is, in fact. Nothing toxic in it, and it's water-based, which is what you really want to go for.
Even the stuff that gets warm when you touch it, don't they have a kind of KY that does that?
They do. I don't vouch for what chemicals might be in that.
I think it comes from Kentucky. That's
serious question for both of you, since this is what we're going to do on the new show. Serious
Good.
Question
Fair
for
enough.
You, Buzz, and for you, Rob.
Yes.
Lubricants. Do you gentlemen have lubricants in your house?
Why, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about like 3-in-1 oil, Rob. I'm talking about, you know, the stuff you use in the boudoir.
I could mention a brand.
Really? Go ahead.
Astroglide.
Do you?
That's one of the better-selling ones.
I love you, man. I just feel like I'm going to know a whole new you.
I think
you
we
got
do.
Astroglide in your house?
It is really top drawer.
We good. Already.
And that's where it is.
Literally.
Right. Of course.
I already know more than I want.
And good night. Mm-hmm.
Number four, use toys.
Excuse me. I didn't get the answer from you. You have it also?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What brand name?
You know, I don't remember. I'll go home and check Elston. And look it up for you. I make my own.
It's custom-made line of lubricants.
You see them out front with kettle?
It's made from hemp.
I swear to God, I know we're thinking out loud here, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I will tell you this right now.
Yeah?
We should get a Buzz Burbank line of lubricants.
I agree. And you know what? Hold on.
Someone out there can manufacture them.
You know what just happened there?
What?
Only two of us answered that question.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. He said, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got I think I've got KY.
Good
I think I've
you.
Got KY.
You're
and
kicking
it's
old school.
And it's warming. It's warming
Oh,
lotion.
And how is that?
I think it's okay.
I think. Now, what do you mean you think it's okay?
Well,
either it is or it
isn't. It's fine. I like it. I mean, it works.
Like
it's
all right, Regis.
You know, lube is lube.
It's fine.
You can take it or leave it.
I prefer, I think most people might, I would prefer, from a manly standpoint, I would like to have relations without assistance.
Oh, of course.
You
yeah.
know? Whenever now, if you're possible. Talking about a certain kind of relations, sometimes you absolutely need.
Of course.
I didn't think we'd be in the first show discussing this.
We've covered a lot in the first couple of hours.
I swear to God. That is all right, note to self. I will be making a lot of mental notes.
You need to post it?
Since I have to work a little hard. See, when Beth Ann's here, she'll be able to just jot this down.
She'll
I
do
won't
it.
Have to think. We will have to come up with a line of Buzz Burbank lubricants.
I think we could probably actually make that happen.
Buzz, in my opinion, that idea is
brilliant.
Thank you.
Now, this warming stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like icy hot, is it?
No, it's warm to the touch. It's where when it goes on, it gets a little warm. You can find this in any drugstore.
Oh, I know, but it ain't free, and I don't want to take it home and think, oh, this is horrible.
I just want to come up with a whole line of Buzz Burbank, or even one.
Buzz Glide.
Buzz Glide.
Or something like
Buzzy
that.
Buzzy Glide.
Buzz Ooze.
I'd be honored.
I think it'd be great.
Tip number four, environmental tip number four for your sex life. Use toys made from recycled materials.
This strap-on used to be a park bench.
Five, use organic massage oils. Six, the solar-powered novelty item. They have them now. 5 hours in the sun, and that puppy is on solar power. You're
oh, that's good.
To
good. Go. That's
I'm
good.
Glad it holds a charge. Otherwise, you'd actually have to use it outside.
So you leave your vibrator out on the picnic table, and then you bring it inside, and it's good to go?
Exactly.
Okay.
You know what? Put it where you have the umbrella.
Seven, use hemp. Here it is again. Environmental tip number 7 for your sex life. Use hemp rope for bondage and wooden paddles for spanking.
I'm tired of hemp. Why is it always hemp? Why, when you're being friendly to the environment, does weed have to be involved
in it?
It's
a natural organic product.
Weed.
Tip number 8, use massage balls made from elastomer, not rubber.
What's elastomer?
It's like polymer, only different.
What's elastomer? A massage ball?
Later.
Don't answer.
Tip number nine, use organic bath products. And number 10, your environmental tip for a greener sex life. Number 10, use fair trade organic aphrodisiacs, including a chocolate and champagne. So if you use fair trade versions, organic versions of those products, you're good to go. And some other day this week, we'll learn about how you
I don't believe in aphrodisiacs.
I don't think
eating oysters.
You
no,
don't buy that?
No,
the zinc. Oysters are very high.
Of course you believe in it, sex man.
Oysters are very high in zinc, and they can give you a little boost there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
More about that later, too.
How about clams?
Always. Some other day this week, we'll learn about
not an answer.
How you can recycle porn. And coming up in the final buzz, an update on the presidential race and how Katie Couric may be out at the CBS Evening News.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I have, too.
For now, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We will update you coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Let's take a few phone calls, and then I'm going to discuss the game of the day, which is Employee of the Month.
Good.
We're not looking for good employees. We are looking for bad employees. Well, I guess we're on in Sacramento because we've got a call from Bob in Sacramento. Bob, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
There. That's a typical Sacramento call. How are you, Bob? Hello, Robert.
It's not Bob. It's Tom.
Well,
that explains it.
Bob and Tom. Fabulous radio program.
Entertainers, really.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
That would be Joe that spoke to you and identified you as Bob after he spoke to you as Tom.
Yes. Well,
how are you today? How are you, Bob?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, what can we do for you, Jim?
I would like to wish you the best luck on your new show. And I would also like to state that I listened to Friday's show, and after everyone left, and it was just Don, I was listening to his final farewell, and I was sitting here listening to that whole hour, and I cried with him.
Yeah, that's very nice, Sam.
And he stated the whole time I was listening to it, I was thinking in my head that it's not
what?
Farewell. It's until we meet again.
Yes. So
and that's
what do you? Can I, Tom?
Yes.
What do you do in Sacramento, Tom? Let's talk about you. Let's not get morose and sad. Let's talk about you.
You beat me to it.
What do you do, Tom?
I'm unemployed.
What did you do before you were unemployed?
I was working for the city.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You say your first name is Tom. What is? Do you mind us asking your last name? It's not Gavin, is it?
No. It's Clark.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling, Tom, and please feel free to call again sometime.
I'll tell you this.
Hold on. Before you say
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We seem to have lost the connection. Fred, we've got a call.
Well, I think it's Fred.
Yes, Fred, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, George.
Fred?
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, no.
This is awfully
early,
isn't it?
I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
No, no. I'm gonna make an audible there.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Not. No. Jeff, hello, you're on the air.
It's actually Chuck.
You are lying. It is really Jeff. Please tell me it's really Jeff.
No, I swear to God, it's Chuck.
Chuck!
Baltimore.
Sounds like Jeff.
Joe!
Hey,
he brought the same headset with him from Rockville, and...
Oh, Joe, I can talk to you. That's kind of cool. How you doing back there? Joe, so the
is
guy,
on
the mouth.
Is he air or just in our head?
Are you on the air, Joe? Can they hear you on the air?
I can't hear you.
They can't. Well, Joe, then I'll need you to come
in
the studio.
Then you need to come inside, Joe.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying.
I know you are.
Of course you are.
I swear to God.
And
I can
so
see
is
that.
He.
I know he is. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. We need you back in Baltimore, man.
Mike, you can't put out a fire with a Windex bottle.
Joe,
all right,
used to work for the city.
So is your name?
I'm sure he'll be here any minute.
Is your name really Chuck?
Yes, I swear.
All right, Chuck, you're from Baltimore. You wanted to say you wish we were on in Baltimore.
Yes.
I think that sucks, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
I think
it really
whole,
does.
I think that whole thing up there sucks, and as far as that guy up there is concerned, you know, good luck. Good luck to you.
It's the biggest crime in town.
Maybe hope it works. Sorry about that, Jeff, so I hope you get down to D.C. and you can listen down here, okay?
And enjoy the stream, too.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
yeah.
Guys.
Listen to us on the web, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I do want to mention that we invite you to visit WJFK.com. We do have a new internet presence because it's not the Don and Mike website any longer. Go to Don and Mike, WJFK.com. Mm-hmm. Click on Mike. Once you're there, that just sounds funny when I say that.
It was funny when I typed it.
Click on Mike. Once you're there, check out the podcast, post your thoughts in the forum, and email us if you choose. And coming soon, we'll have MikeOMara.com. If you can get that, a lot of people have tried to grab it, and they're working on that, right?
Yeah, it should be in a couple weeks, they said.
All right, let's take a couple more calls. Then I'm going to tell you about the game of the day. This is Matt. Matt, you're on the air. How are you?
Doing all right, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, well, I was wondering what if we run into a celebrity now, how should we call out to them? I actually, a couple of weeks ago, saw George Clooney and yelled, you know, Don and Mike love you, George Clooney, but now what should I what should I be yelling?
Actually, we will only accept celebrity sightings with somebody giving them a French kiss. Otherwise, forget. You know, we don't want to waste your time.
No, but if it is a one-on-one situation, just say, George Clooney, Mike O'Mara would like to have a word with you.
There you have
That's
it.
Why he's got the big brain, isn't it?
I guess.
All right, one more call. Julia, you are on the air. Hello.
Maria, maybe?
No.
Again, this can't be. Is this Maria?
All right.
Yes.
Joe, what come do I in do? Here.
Joe, to the air studio, please. I simply want to know what's happening.
Some kind of communication breakdown.
Really, I just want to understand.
He'll be here any minute.
It's his first day on your show, Mike. Mm-hmm. Mike,
so,
I love you.
I forgot where I was going with this.
Julia, hold on. Hold on a second. Joe?
Joe Ardinger. Let me see what's keeping him. I won't be a moment.
Rob will be right back. He's going to go look for
Joe. We're just
going
to figure it out. No problem. I'm making an extra effort.
We're
simply
curious, that's all. Simply want an answer.
We're just now Bear is coming. Bear? Hey, Bear? He's talking
Bear
to us on the air.
Bear comes on the air when he speaks.
Okay. Well, Joe, can we talk to you now on the intercom?
Does he come up on the board anywhere?
Either way. Joe, are you still here?
Hey, Bear.
Oh, screener. Okay. Joe, are you there?
Now I'm here. Oh, there it is.
Hey, Joe.
Yes?
Thank you,
just
Bear.
Just for future, and I'm not upset in any way, but, you know, when we're having trouble like that and we're screaming for you,
right?
Please come into the studio.
Well, we're getting things configured back here. We've been very busy back here as well, so I apologize.
Now, I know it's not your fault, because I know. And I'm serious about that, because we are having trouble with the with the names. How come, like this lady, how come Chuck is turning into Tom and Julia is Karen and all that? What's
Julia's a liar, because she said Julia.
Oh, Julia is Maria.
No,
it's not Maria. It was Julia.
Okay.
No,
so
it's Maria.
Well, it doesn't matter, because after we're done with this call, you'll never be able to call in again. So there.
So there.
Thank you very much. All right, Maria, what can we do for you?
Mike, I love you.
Thank you.
Good luck. I want to tell you that I went out on Saturday and I bought an MP3 player with a radio just so that I can listen to you when I work out.
God bless you,
that
Maria.
Is nice.
Good luck, and I'll call
you
in 2 years. No, not really.
Describe yourself.
It's great, you know? It's just great. It makes you feel good.
Maria, you sound
You don't
like...
even need a lubricant when you go work out.
Maria, you sound like you've got a little bit of an accent. Where might you be from?
Not doing
El Salvador.
Oh, so you're a hot Latina.
No, I'm the ones that Rob hates. But Rob, I can send you some samples of warming gel. Because you're mean to women, especially when they're Spanish.
I've always said that.
I agree,
I've only
Maria.
Been on this show for 2 hours, and I have never been mean.
You guys since 1989, so I know.
I agree. He's mean to women, especially Latinas.
Sí, muy malo.
But you know
Good
something?
Luck. Good luck.
Maria, I have to tell you, you know, I'm not mean to Latinas, you know?
No, tú eres muy bueno.
And you know who is also not mean to Latinas or any women from anywhere in the entire world around
Maria.
The country? Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Sí.
Hey, Maria, you want to know something we're planning to do on the show?
What?
We are planning to have a special feature coming up in the next couple of months. It's called Buzz Babes.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Maria?
I want to be one.
Okay. How old are you, darling?
25.
Because the range for Buzz Babes will be anywhere from 21 to 50.
Bifty.
Oh, good.
Isn't that nice?
Bifty.
Yeah. That means you could serve for nearly 20 years.
Stand by, Maria. You listen for that coming up, okay?
I will. Good luck.
I love you real good.
I love you real hard.
Okay. Adios.
Bye.
She's pretty nice.
Very nice.
Right. I don't hate her.
Rob, no. Do I have game music here, or do you have game music?
I have game music, should you choose.
All right, it's time for a little game music, because I want to tell you what we're going to be doing. It's called Employee of the Month. Hey, he's got the real low music for the game.
Music. I thought you said gay music.
No, it's game
this
music.
This serves both ways.
Game music. Here's our game of the day. This is probably going to take a couple of breaks. We urge everybody, if you are a subpar worker, if you are somebody, everybody has met somebody like this. You go out to a restaurant, you go to a bar, you're with your friends, and people will brag about how little they do at their job and the fact that they get away with it. And, you know, it's like, hey, I do this all day long. Yeah, no problem at all. And they're always proud of it. They're proud of the fact that they do dick when they're working on the job. And, you know, we're looking for the employee of the month. Call us right now, 877-365-3636. If you are a person that does very little, and especially for a significant amount of money, the money really doesn't matter, but we're looking more or less for the person that doesn't do squat when they're at work. We're going to give you a chance to get on the air. We're going to judge you. We're going to find out who our employee of the month is. And if we choose you as our employee of the month, and we get to call your boss, and he verifies that you are indeed a super slacker,
what you say is true,
we will pay you $100 American dollars.
Nice.
There you are.
So if you're the employee of the month, call us right now, 877-365-3636, and we will give you a chance to win $100, slackers. Employee of the Month contest coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.